This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My latest bout of sneezing. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, promptly and aptly served well in Jay's absence by Jennifer Horn, who's here with a just sort of a welcome. It's like a, you remember what a, I was going to say a fresco. What's the painting? Isn't it called? Is it a fresco?
A fresco. Fresco is soda.
Close. Yeah. A fresco. Well, whatever. It's a picture that sort of redoes, a new picture that redoes an old picture. And that's kind of.
And it's done with plaster usually, right? They add like pigment and stuff.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. The good news is that looking at retail, right now, I'm looking at retail, reports from retail. The Retailers Association of America says, hold on, we're not so sure there's a recession. September is a good time because people come back. There are a lot of changes that happen as of the 1st of September.
Sure.
Including a mental adjustment from summertime. But there are changes, for example, in radio. Hosts change, programs change more the 1st of September, right after Labor Day, and the 1st of the year. That's when major programming, I mean, there are things that change all through the year, but most of the big stuff happens as we've arrived at the beginning of the last quarter of the year. And so with that, the nation's retail groups are looking at what the year has been so far. And an announcement over the weekend basically says, if I'm paraphrasing, they're not convinced that there has been the arrival of a recession. And so what do you, you look at the end of the year holiday shopping season, right? And people, are they pushing things already? I know a lot of Halloween stuff is out, right? You see Halloween things
all the time
here and there,
yeah.
Promoting the
might see it around
Halloween
my house
season.
This week, yep.
Really? You're going to put Halloween decorations up this week?
Absolutely. I have to. It's fall. It's my favorite.
What? It isn't fall. It's not going to be fall. Come on. Why are you jumping the gun?
I'm in preparation.
No, come on.
Pumpkin comes out. Come on. If the pumpkin spice latte is available, then it's fall.
Okay. Here's the news from England. Liz
Truss. So are we in a recession or not? What do you
think? No. No, the retailers say we're not in a recession. Car dealers say
that
last month the car sales went way up because of more available.
In general, though, the definition is two quarters of decline. So by definition, we're in a recession, but how deep it goes, hopefully it won't.
What's the recession? The recession is, whether it's caused by government spending or whatever it is, I have a loan that's one of those variable loans, and the loan started at 5%. It's already up to 7.5%, which means the monthly payments on the loan are 50% higher than they were when the loan started.
Ugh.
So that's going to be a problem.
I told you the real estate lady told my mom, she said they're really worried about the housing market because they're thinking that interest rates will be at or above 8% by December. So that's
what are we slowing down here? What is the cause of all this inflation? If housing starts are strong, we have just been told in our community that if we want to get certain funding from the state, we have to have 432 more homes in order to do some formula that is now the standard for having service from the MBTA, which is the local, the transit authority.
Yeah.
The trains come through town every hour. You want us to continue doing that, you better make sure you build another 400 homes, otherwise you won't qualify. I mean, this kind of stuff. But that does push home starts. And the car business is great. I have a very close friend, dear friend, who's got 21, 22 dealerships, and the last month was fabulous for them getting new cars. The availability of used cars is drying up because everybody's buying a used because there are no new cars
they
around.
They want it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't see the only thing I see. There's no really unemployment problem. We can't find people to do the jobs, so that's the problem, not the other way around. And so then what's left? The cost of money. And that comes because the government spends too much money. They're taking too much money out of the system. And therefore, in order to, the banks can charge more because there isn't enough, there's too much call for money and there's not enough money around because the government's taking it all. What kind of a conundrum is that? What kind of crazy, stupid stuff is that when you get right down to brass tacks? Think about it that way. All right, Liz Truss, the new leader in England, Conservative Party leader, incoming Prime Minister, waving as she arrives at headquarters in central London, the winner of the leadership contest. What do we know about this lady? You would probably know more than I. I don't know that much about her at all. She is the favorite of the right-wing Brits, though. That is pretty obvious.
Yeah, because that party's still in charge. It's such an interesting thing, the way politics at work in England, because you've got the parliamentary system, which is kind of interesting. But Liz Truss, I think she, look, at first glance, I like what I'm hearing from her, because she talked about lowering taxes, more services for the money that is already being spent.
It's expensive to live in England, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. And she is only the third woman or third female prime minister.
So Margaret Thatcher, who is the other one? I was trying to think.
Let's see. I just read that she was the third, and I don't know who the other one is. Let's see if it mentions it.
How does she get along with the Queen?
They get along because the Queen is a classy dame.
Yeah,
but
right.
She defeated Rishi Sunak 57-43%. She was a foreign secretary and was hawkish, apparently, with relations in terms of the EU, the war with Ukraine. She says she'll slash taxes, even though the finances are, you know, kind of crazy. But she said she's, and by the way, this article says, again, the third prime minister. So we'll have to look and see.
She looks like a Brit.
She looks like a British actress.
Yeah, she really does.
So now what happens next this week is that the current Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is going to officially go to Scotland to formally resign to Queen Elizabeth, and then Truss makes the trip to the Queen tomorrow, and then he'll give her first speech to Parliament.
Right. So there's Liz Truss in the focus. Let's bring it back home to everybody's friendly lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who's been partying in Times Square this past weekend. He's got that special grand jury in Atlanta. What comes out of that? This is all Trump-related. So did he do the hit for Trump or not, or what? What's the... He's described here, of course, the New York Times describes him.
Oh, duh.
As
we forgot Theresa
former.
May. Theresa May is the other prime minister.
Oh, right. She lived
forgetting one.
Yeah, she lived right near Uri Geller in
Sonny. Yeah.
Before,
so there you go. Okay. As far as Rudy, I don't know what comes of it. It feels a lot like everybody who was in Trump's circle is getting hit with special investigations. This is about electioneering or election fraud, which is funny because that's what Rudy Giuliani said he was going after, was fraud that happened within the system. So, you know, we'll see. Do they have something? I say with all of this stuff, you have to give it time. A lot of people like to indict people right away when these types of things happen. Let's see what the evidence is.
System as it exists today, you are guilty before you are found innocent, right? You're guilty until proven innocent instead of the other way around. And that's pretty, you know, it's overbearing. All of the stuff here that we're talking about, much of it is overbearing. I find it just, I want to get away from all of this stuff.
There's something there. That's just kind of how I practice.
Right.
Look, you know that Trump raid? They better have something. Let's see it. If you've got it, let's see it, because it's an unprecedented move. You know, but if you've got it, show it to us.
Well, Jennifer is here from Los Angeles. Can you update us on these two people who have been charged with the brutal shooting of a homeless amputee, 69-year-old man? Why in the world with this the homeless guy, sure. But anyway, Ruby Salazar and Ramondo Hernandez, charged with a count of murder and an attempt murder on other, apparently, people using a firearm in the conduct of a felony, yada, yada, yada. So
he was asleep in front of a McDonald's.
The new thing in Los Angeles is you're not homeless, you're unhoused.
Unhoused, right.
Yeah, right.
Look, we have a huge problem. We have two big problems, and a lot of them have gray area, and that's the homeless issue and the crime problem, and many times they cross over. But, yeah, this was a really, really sad story. This Ruby Salazar and Raimundo Hernandez, they were charged with the murder of this guy who was 67 years old, Gerald Lapelis. It's his name. It happened back on May 17th, but the charges have just been doled out.
Coming out.
Yeah. He was sleeping outside of a McDonald's restaurant, and that's when they say that Salazar walked up and just shot him in the head. He died 5 days later at the hospital, and of
course... No provocation?
No provocation. The guy's sleeping in front of a McDonald's. What are they doing? The other guy that's been arrested, Hernandez, is they're still investigating how he was related, but they believe that he was. And get this, Salazar, who was wanted for this murder, was already in custody on another unrelated charge. So this is obviously someone who is a career bad guy because he keeps going in and out of law enforcement. And one of the things in L.A. is that we have no cash bail, which means you arrest somebody for whatever the crime, in most cases, and they're out on the street the same day because they don't even have to post bail.
Yeah.
And that's why you're getting all these repeat offenses. It's really
There's no common sense. It really is. It's crazy stuff. The vice president of Argentina has survived an assassination attempt over the weekend. Apparently somebody messed with a gun, and she was at a range or something, and she took a shot, and the gun exploded in her hand. Inches from her head. Yep. Crazy stuff.
Lucky, though. She is lucky.
Yeah, she is. I guess that's, you know, have to look at it that way. All right, so that's the story. I think we have a number of stories, but that is the story at the moment because it's 18 after the hour. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have the bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. Is this a growing thing? More and more people are becoming aware of animals that are in need.
Some more people that are in animal ag that transition their farm to a plant-based farm or to a sanctuary, a 501c3 sanctuary like we did, the awareness of the possibility of animals being rescued is more prevalent.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. 23 at the hour now on the September 6th Doug Steffen Good Day program, with social media in our focus during this portion of the program every hour, trending items. This one is kind of, I guess we would say the reason we talk about it is because it's a big story involving Sean Penn and Ben Stiller and some others as well on a notable list. We'll talk about the list and who else is on it after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
So what is going on here is that the folks in Russia have told Sean Penn, Ben Stiller, Senators Kyrsten Sinema, let's see here, Mark Kelly, Don Graves, one of the government trade ministers, Gina Raimondo, the Minister of Commerce, according to Variety, Penn and Stiller started the list They expressed their support for Ukraine in the invasion. Penn traveled to Ukraine, remember that, to work on a documentary about political tensions, having a lot of airtime with Vladimir Putin. I'm sorry, not with Vladimir, but with Zelensky, talking about Putin. Penn said that even though the fighting, he was there because, you know, he wanted to get the Ukrainian side of things. He said, quote, "If you've been in Ukraine, this has to cross your mind. That is, what kind of a century are we living in?" And then he was talking about being at the gas station in Brentwood and what the costs are for gasoline and how the Russians are responsible. Anyway, he's gone on and on about it, talking about Putin. So Putin says, "You're not welcome." Stiller basically the same way. Stiller has been doing a lot of activism at the United Nations. So he's been put on the list of baddies. And then, anyway, all of the talk about Putin, all of the talk about sanctions, all of the talk about Ukraine and the Russians and bad guys, blah, blah. Okay, so you get the point. So they're on the "you can't get into our country" list. What is Catherine, Kristen Sinema said, Mark Kelly, the two senators. Patrick Toomey is on that list, too. He's a senator. Richard Scott. So these people are on the "don't call us, we'll call you" list. I find it very interesting how the Russians are getting away with this at this point. It really is pretty damn amazing, given, I guess, the weak leaders in the world. You can understand it. 28 after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Saskatchewanians and Canadians will do what we always do in times of difficulty and anguish. We'll be there for each other.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time on Monday. We all wait for the coroner's findings. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Use of the documents for now. Mark Zuckerberg's Instagram is in trouble overseas.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has been fined by an Irish regulator for breaking data protection laws, specifically laws meant to protect children's privacy. An investigation was launched 2 years ago over phone numbers and email addresses from teenagers that were available to the public. The Irish Data Protection Commission slapped a penalty of just more than $400 million against Meta. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
With an estimated 3 million illegal immigrants added to the California power grid, California narrowly avoided implementing rotating outages on Monday, while officials warn that the state's power grid will face a bigger test on Tuesday amid a record-breaking heat wave that continues. The state's grid operator canceled its grid emergency late Monday evening after deploying supplies that helped keep the lights on, even as electricity use soared to its highest level in 5 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
This is a crypto story. This lady put in a crypto.com refund request, and she was looking for a refund of $100 due to somebody entering her account number wrong. The refund that went to her, $7.2 million.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Dougster is here with one of my best friends, very entertaining, very intuitive, very intelligent gentleman who happens now to reside in Israel in a little town called Old Jaffa, which is part of Tel Aviv. He has been known as a mentalist. Some people think he's a magician. Some people think he's a trickster. No matter what, he's amazing. And so when we look around at what's going on in the world, I always like to take an analogy from Uri Geller as to how he has lived his life to the fullest and continues to do that. He and I are the same age, and we don't think about age, do we? You and I don't think about age at all. Never.
Yeah, you know, Dougie, it's, you're so intuitive yourself, or telepathic or synchronicity, because I just had about 40 minutes ago, I'm now back in my apartment, but when I was in my museum, somebody knocked on the door with his wife, somebody that I knew well 35 years ago, but damn it, I couldn't recognize him. He's 88, his wife is probably, I don't know, 75. And Shippy, my brother-in-law, recognized her, but kind of, you know, I meet so many people, Dougie. Yeah. But anyhow, I just wanted to tell you that he looked fantastic for his age, and he said to me that, hey, Uri, you look like a teenager and all that. It's really all in the mind, Dougie. If you keep your focus on positivity and empowerment and believing in yourself and knowing that you can slow the aging process, you will actually tangibly slow the aging process. Beside all that, I wanted to congratulate you for becoming a citizen of my new nation.
Yes.
Micronation.
I'm now a citizen of Lamb Island. How many other people do we have? Are there thousands yet? How many people are going to join the throngs?
About 2,500 people already. Some of them are very famous. Mm-hmm. I'm now after Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise. I'm sure they will become one too, because it's all in the name of charity, and we raise money for sick kids who have open heart surgery, or, you know, in a very important hospital here in Israel, and they save the life of over 6,000 kids from 64 countries.
But it's fun. It's fun. It's expanding. It's giving people an opportunity to look at something from a different point of view. This is an island that's hardly inhabitable, but yet it's part of the European Union. So is it out of the question that one who becomes a citizen of Lamb Island, your island up in the North Sea, could get a passport from the European Union?
Yes, I'm working on that very hard, because it's not easy to detach a little tiny island from Scotland, from the mainland, of course. So it's a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of paperwork, a lot of stamps, a lot of authorizations, permissions, etc., etc., etc. But my dream is to create out of Lamb Island, out of, you know, my micronation, a real country. And then people will be able to finally get passports, EU passports, so you can actually travel the world over. And a lot of people are asking me about the flag. I don't know if you've seen the flag of Lamb Island.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, Shippy, can you send him a right now? I'm going to send you a link to my flag, because when I drew my logo about 45 years ago, it's Salvador Dali, the famous Surrealist painter, who everyone knows Dali. He suggested that I add an eye into the pyramid, because there's a pyramid inside my flag, inside my logo. But there is the fish, which means fertility. Mm-hmm. There's a letter Aleph, which is the Hebrew letter. Hey, which means for God, 1111. Wow, that's which is in the flag. 1111 is a mystical, supernatural, cosmic number. It's almost a gateway to parallel universes. And by the way, did you know, Doug, that we also honor all the fallen soldiers of all wars in the world on that date, no matter which country or which religion? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, 1111, on the 11th. Wow. Then I've got the infinity sign, I've got a star in there, I got a UFO in there, I got the colors red, green, yellow, blue, white, which all mean something. Then I got the pyramid. So it's an amazing, amazing logo, which you will be getting in a few seconds if you can put it up on your website. And now I also have a football team, a soccer team for the island.
A soccer team for the island? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, because everybody told me, look, you've got an anthem, you've got a flag, you've got a constitution, and now you need a football team, a soccer
team.
Well,
you used to actually legitimately own a football team back when.
That was 25 years ago. So what I did, I called North Berwick, which is exactly where my island is situated, opposite North Berwick. And by the way, Robert Stevenson, who wrote Treasure Island, lived opposite Lamb Island. So my Lamb Island was an inspiration for him to write Treasure Island. So I called the local amateur football team. They were elated. And they changed their names to Lambies. And I've got football errors now. And they play every week, and it's unbelievable. So
I'm looking at the picture Shibby sent me of the island off the coast of Scotland. It looks like it's opposite. This picture looks like a golf course. Scotland is famous for golf courses. It kind of looks like there's a golf course there.
It does look like a golf course,
yeah.
But no, it's not a golf course. It's actually it's a place. I became automatically the owner of 150,000 seagulls and 50,000 puffins. So they nest there. They make the little babies there. So you're not allowed to disturb them.
So have you actually been to the island? I think I don't remember asking you that, whether you've actually been to the island to climb around on the island. You have?
Yes, yes, yes. I slept on the island. It wasn't very easy, but it was out of the world. It's also a UFO hotspot. So
I didn't know that.
We're going to take a boat around the island, okay?
There's a UFO thing connected to the island? I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, yes. It's a huge UFO hotspot. There are many UFOs were spotted right over the island. Some tell me, this is, of course, a rumor, and I've yet to see it, but they say that some people who live offshore, they actually saw UFOs penetrate the sea. So there might even be a UFO base next to my Lamb Island.
See, one of the things that's exciting about you and other people that think there are no bounds to life, the Lamb Island idea is perfect for you. I'm looking at the Constitution now for Lamb Island. The island is friendly to all countries, peoples, and micronations. It declares special friendship toward Scotland. The island declares special friendship toward witches, of whom many suspects were subjugated to cruel trials, apparently, there, or at least close by. The island declares special friendship toward peaceful extraterrestrials who may land upon or pass over the territory. The official flag of the island is Uri's life logo, symbolizing nature, mysticism, and the powers of the universe. The official language of the island is all the languages of the world and beyond. The anthem of the island is My Island, composed in 1909, adopted to become the signature song of Ireland. So, most of the laws of Scotland would apply, I'm guessing, to this island, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is true. And you know, Dougie, the anthem, I found by the highest degree of synchronicity, I called a mentalist called Drew McAdam, who lives right very close to my island, and I said to him, Drew, find me a few Scottish musicians to sing and write an anthem. And he falls off his feet because he says, Uri, you won't believe this. On my table, I just pulled out of my safe, is an anthem my great-great-grandfather wrote 110 years ago. I said, no more questions, that's my anthem. And it's beautiful.
All right, now I'm looking at the picture of you when you were on the island. I want to, I don't know whether I'm going to, I think I'm going to, you're probably busy. I want to play, though, the anthem. I want to hear you singing the anthem. So I'm going to do that in a matter of moments, but you don't have to be here for that. I'm just going to play it because it'll be entertaining for sure. All right, the island is off the coast of Scotland. It's Uri's connection now, the newest connection to the rest of the world. And you can go to urigeller.com, become a citizen of the island, support his causes that are everybody's causes. Also, you can find Uri's books at Amazon, Learn to Douse, the Psychic Powers books. There's tons of books that he's written, and they're only available on Amazon. Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, to see what's going on the island or in the museum. Here with us on the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 45 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have the bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I love that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
it can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Uri Geller singing the anthem for Lamb Island.
From afar to this ancient land, legends tell tales I do not understand. Pharaohs and kings, their treasures
fashion, you can go to Uri's website and you can find the Lamb Island song, the anthem. It's very cool. UriGeller.com. What you'll see when you go to UriGeller.com is the invitation to become a citizen of this mysterious island. Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here we are. I am tempted to playing No Time to Die now on the cable channels and streaming, but I don't want to. More recent James Bond movies, I don't mind watching. I don't usually watch the whole thing because, you know, the story and it just. But I don't want to see that movie because I don't like what happens at the end. So my silly Chucker, Chuck Curry is here.
No, not really. A lot of people have. Don't like because it's sort of ambiguous. I mean, you reference that what happened. You sort of know what you have, but they don't. But they sort of didn't go all the way. Let's put it that way. In the vision of ending that, at least interpretation of James Bond, which is played by Daniel Craig.
Yeah, right. All right. So why did you play the theme there?
We played that simply because John Williams did an interview the other day, who was 90 years old, one of the great prolific composers of all time, did almost every Spielberg movie. Says his last job as a composer will be this fifth Indiana Jones movie, which will be out next summer. But an interview asked him, would you score a James Bond movie? And he said, oh, I'd absolutely love to do that. So if they make a Bond movie in the next few years and John Williams is going strong, I say let him do it.
Yep. Bring him up. That's good. That's great news.
Yeah, I got something really interesting stat here. National Cinema Day on Saturday with the $3 tickets, 95% of all movie chains participated. 8.1 million people went to the movies on Saturday. Yeah. $24.5 million in box office gross. That's 9% more than the Saturday before when ticket prices were at their highest. So a lot of people actually, this did work to get people back into theaters. A lot of major chains were reporting sellouts for Spider-Man No Way Home, Top Gun, Maverick. So what do you think? I mean, they can't go to a low, low ticket price because that's not going to work. But maybe it is a sign that ticket prices are too high, and it's better to have more people go into theaters if you had some sort of happy medium. But I could see them doing this again. I also think the theater owners, this is sort of a behind-the-back slap, I think, at studios that they did this to say, hey, listen, you know, we're going to attract people to movies by offering a lower price. And it's sort of a sign that they have to produce more product. And hopefully that ultimately will happen. But good to see a lot of people went to the movies. 8 million people on Saturday.
I remember on Friday I went through, maybe it was yesterday, of the movies that were playing because I was looking to see. It was raining, and I thought, I'll go to the movies. I ended up going to see Bullet Train, which was a waste of time. I almost, on two different occasions, just decided I was going to get up and leave.
Very polarizing movie. Some people really dig it, and a lot of people, there's people who do not like it at all. It's either you like it or you don't. There's not much of an in-between.
It was a waste of time.
But, you know, it's interesting. With less product in the marketplace, movies are holding up week to week a lot better. And you look at, I still am perplexed in a good way, the legs on Top Gun Maverick. I mean, this film did another $7 million over the four-day Labor Day weekend. And the money this has made is incredible. And I said to somebody yesterday, think about this, Doug. You know before this movie, right before this movie was released, there had to be a studio exec in or bean counter saying, let's release this on Paramount Plus and bypass theaters. Somebody had to say that in their office, and obviously didn't happen. If they would have made that decision, that would have been probably the worst decision in the history of the studio.
It's just ridiculous, all this stuff. It really is. It's ridiculous. All right. I see that Brendan Fraser's big comeback is in full swing at the standing ovation.
It's this movie. Darren Aronofsky, a very good director, directed him in a movie, a drama called The Whale. They use prosthetics on him, and he just plays a 600-plus-pound obese man. It got a huge standing ovation, which every movie does, by the way, at Venice.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent. They sit up and they stand for five.
He does nothing for me as an actor.
But he was very likable in The Mummy. He sort of disappeared. He actually was the villain, Doug, in the Batgirl movie that got canceled. He played a character called Firefly. That's never going to see the light of day. But he's getting great notices. They say he's a shoo-in for an Oscar nomination, and at this point probably the front runner. It's based on a stage play. I got to be honest, after these reviews, I'm very interested in seeing this movie. It's called The Whale.
A lot of people are promoting it and saying it's great, like The Rock, all over it apparently. And that sort of reminds me, do I have time for this quick story about The Rock asking restaurants to make the food he brings with him? He wants to eat a certain thing. He goes to certain restaurants and they make certain food just for him. Yeah, exactly. It's The Rock. All right, Chucker, thank you. 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.